Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply make it disappear. Make it disappear. You know, we all love a good magic trick, and we've seen them all. Someone puts their hand behind your ear and pulls out a silver dollar. Somebody will ask you to pick a card, any card, and then when you pick it, they're going to ask you to look at it. You put it back in the deck, and then they tell you what card you selected. Those tricks are great, but it's nothing like the trick of making something disappear. We've seen it on television where magicians have made statues disappear, and they've used optical illusions to make us believe that something was gone, and we enjoy it even though we know there has to be a trick to it. We still like it every time we see it. Well, the reason that entrepreneurship is so attractive is because the world is watching to see if we can make it disappear. They know that entrepreneurs, like magicians, have the ability to make average lifestyles and lack of confidence and doubt and fear and obstacles that seem insurmountable. We've got the ability to make all those things disappear. In fact, it's one of the reasons why people are attracted to our teams and want to be a part of what we do, because they know that we've got, like the magician, the ability to make things disappear. I submit to you, my friends, that once we have mastered the art of making it disappear, then teams grow like never before. Products and services are sold like never before. People seem to then, from a customer standpoint, they get excited more than ever because everyone loves a person that can make it disappear. You know that there's going to be an acronym today, and that acronym is MAGIC. MAGIC is the 5-step process for making it disappear, for making all the negatives disappear and be replaced with all the positives that we strive so hard to achieve. We're only going to outline that first one today, and that M in our MAGIC acronym reminds us of the importance of being mission-minded. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there is nothing more captivating or more attractive than a man or woman on a mission. We love to see people on a mission. When you think about Henry Ford, you think of automobiles. When you think of Martin Luther King, you think of the civil rights movement. I can name person after person. If you think of Bill Gates, then you think of Microsoft. These are individuals who were so mission-minded that they became defined by the mission they were on. My friends, let me ask you, do you know your mission? Do you realize that entrepreneurship is not just a project or a hobby or a job? No, on the contrary, it has to be embraced as a mission to liberate, a mission to free people from the traps that they may have been in from corporate or American, you name it, from not having the opportunities that they needed. Entrepreneurship in and of itself is a mission. And there are 3 components of how that mission should be dealt with in order for us to make it disappear. That first step in the mission, a mission must consume you. Yes, my friends, a mission must consume you. You ever seen somebody that was really in love? Then they spent all their waking days with that person, as much time as they could. They may have had a job, and they've spent time sending text messages to that person they love. They may have been on their way home. Now they're calling the person. If they were in another city, they're on FaceTime or Uvu. They're looking at the individual, and things become less important. They're watching less TV. They're hanging out less with their friends. They're doing more things with that individual because the relationship has consumed them. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, I ask you, how much of what you're doing has consumed you? Is it strong enough inside you for the television to go off at a certain time so you can focus on the mission, for you to avoid social media and idle conversations and no wasted time so that you can then begin to focus on the mission? I kid you not, my friends, when the mission consumes you, it'll do some great things with you. The next component of the mission, it not only must consume you, but it will compel you. When you really have entrepreneurship as a mission, it will compel you. It'll compel you to talk to others, to train others. It will compel you to organize better. It will compel you to do more than you ever imagined, because a true mission will compel you. You know whether you're on one or not because of how it compels. I'm reminded back in the 60s, they had a movement called the Civil Rights Movement, and there were people like Martin Luther King and Ralph Abernathy and many others who were compelled by the movement. And if you spoke to them, it was the reason why they went on the marches, and the reasons why they had the sit-ins and the boycotts and all the different demonstrations they did, because the mission compelled them. What is your mission compelling you to do? Does it compel you to talk to the waitress that served you at breakfast every day? Does it compel you to talk to the clerk at the counter when you drop your dry cleaning off? Does the mission compel you to communicate it all the time? Does it compel you to stay up late and talk to the people who are on the team and a part of the mission and indoctrinate them into a particular culture? The mission should not only consume you, but it should compel you to action. And finally, a mission should complete you. I wonder where Mark Zuckerberg would be without Facebook, or where Mark Cuban would be without the owning the Dallas Mavericks. There are some missions that complete people. They do them because they complete you. Have you ever felt incomplete? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to embrace the mission that you have of achieving stronger and stronger results every day, and doing something not just that everybody else did, no, but doing something transcendent. And then as that happens, remember, your mission is never to make things disappear. That's not the mission. That's the byproduct of the mission. As the mission completes us, then we discover that all the things that used to bind us disappeared. Now, see, I just stopped teaching and started preaching. The things that hold us down, the shackles, the pains of the past, all those things begin to disappear because we are completed by our mission. It means that our life is now fulfilled and unfulfillment is gone. It means that we now have joy and disappointment is gone. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that when you find your mission and embrace entrepreneurship as the mission, if it is for you, then it's going to consume you, compel you, complete you, and you'll discover that all the negatives will disappear. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. All you have to do is contact the person who sent you this podcast and find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goal.